FBO radio,
including our intelligence agencies, poses the most serious of dangers because our country is a battlefield.
We are at DEFCON 1.
What's up, everybody? This is FBill Radio, episode number 11 for November 6th, 2005. I am Mr. White.
I'm Malice Factor.
And yeah. I'm Big City.
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are.
Yeah, I had the mics turned on, right?
Oh, yeah, I got everything on.
Yeah, we're up and running.
Wow. This is the first time I got it right.
Yeah, can get a little...
applause?
No, I'm not going to clap on the mic this time.
Yeah, please don't.
Pop out my eardrums when I listen to the playback. Anyway, yeah, so we're a sort of technology-oriented radio show. when we're not making fun of each other and everything else.
Yeah.
You can pick us up on iTunes off of fbillradio.com. Yeah. All the shows are there and archived with pseudo-show notes, our contact information, and all that kind of good stuff. And forums, where you can help Metatron flame my ass on every fucking post.
That guy sucks.
Yeah, now that you said that, now he's really
Yeah, he's not going to start going after you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I can just get too retarded.
You're going to draw his ire.
So,
I just don't have to go to the forums. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, we got voicemail, too. I don't know the number, though.
Yeah.
So if you want to put forth the effort and call us and leave us a voicemail, the phone number's on the website.
Yeah, depending on how clean it is, we'll play it on the air.
Or how dirty.
Yeah.
The FCC's on our back.
FCC ain't got shit on us, man.
Oh, I mean, they can't control us.
Yeah, fuck the FCC. How about that one?
Yeah.
FFCC?
FFCC.
Right.
Right. So,
anybody got anything new going on since the last episode?
Well, I,
what's so funny over there, Big City?
We always ask that question, what we got going on, and all of us are like, nothing.
No, it's a good question,
No,
man.
Because
like
this
time
we actually got some stuff going on,
you guys,
man.
Like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize
this
would happen. Yeah,
what the fuck?
I put,
sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, sir. It's awesome.
That's a bad impression.
Well, sorry.
You gotta work on that one. Your Yoda's right on, but your Japanese is off.
Just alright, keep going with this whole thing. I thought we were not gonna flame each other this thing, you goddamn bastard.
Yeah, so, you know.
This is a happier show. We're cheerful.
Yeah, we went through counseling. We had, this overpaid psychologist come and sit down with us. You know, try to help us get along better as co-hosts.
Yeah, because we really hate each other.
We love each other.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we love each other.
I forgot. I had to write that 300 times.
Yeah, instant messenger.
Yeah, we wrote those like secret letters.
I love my FBO co-host. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad we had this talk.
So, so I put Ubuntu onto my laptop. I formatted it. I did a dual boot XP and Ubuntu. And pretty much Ubuntu worked right out of the box, where XP did not. I had to go and get like 5 different drivers. It was XP with Service Pack 2 streamlined in, but it didn't have drivers for the ATI video.
Damn.
For my freaking Linksys Wi-Fi card. You know, I mean, it's like mainstream stuff. And then Ubuntu had everything right out of the gate, so I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, XP is almost ready for the desktop.
Yeah, almost. No, man, it was bad. And then there's some kind of new stupid software in there for Wi-Fi connections.
What?
Have you seen this?
Talking about Service Pack 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's got some... It's got like a wizard, in fact.
Yeah, well, it's fucking gay.
Wizards.
Yeah, see, you're talking about this right here? From Service Pack 2?
Yeah, and it comes up with this whole big screen that says available networks and all this crap. Dude, it does not pick up my network.
It wouldn't be the first time it's happened to somebody.
I'm like 5 feet from the access point, and it's not picking it up.
Dude, get right
on. I'm like, holy fuck, you know?
Right on top.
Dude, it
doesn't get any more.
I'll mount the damn access point. I don't care.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's just out of hand, you know? So I was pretty impressed. I got, you know, some things to nitpick Ubuntu about, but overall, it's pretty slick, man. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah.
Glad to be using a Linux distro now, you know?
Finally, after all these years since... What was the last Red Hat distribution you used?
Like 7.2, I think, or something like that. I mean...
Almost got the Quake server going.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like on like Red Hat 5. Way back when.
Yay!
So I did that, and then I had a nightmare with... trying to set up a new domain controller, Windows 2000 backup domain controller. You know, and I don't know how many of you out there who listen to us on a regular basis have ever set up domains using Windows or anything, but if you can avoid it like the plague, please do, because it's so finicky.
Run for your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a bad girlfriend. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, you put that in a term I could understand.
Yeah.
You
know. It's awful. So, I have a domain running here for, you know, whatever. And, you know, it's running off Windows 2000 server, and I have the evaluation version, just to clear that up. And so I tried setting up a backup domain controller to switch the computer that was the actual domain controller, because the one I've been using I want to get rid of, and I got this new shiny one I want to use, and I just couldn't get it to go, so I ended up just creating a whole new domain and everything. So between getting XP to work on my laptop and doing that, it soaked up like 2.5 nights, you know, in the last week.
And so you've had fun with Billy Gates's little
boy.
Yeah,
it fucking sucks, man. So it's been a long couple weeks.
Yeah.
This is the last show. Yeah.
No, I really haven't done anything since the last show besides installing a gig of RAM into this Dell laptop I got. So as you pointed out, I now have more RAM in my laptop than I do in my desktop at home.
Yeah.
Which that's kind of nice.
Well, the RAM that came in, it was like embedded, right?
Yeah, it was embedded on the board, which I didn't realize, which I guess if I just read the article instead of just clicking buy it now.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
No, it had a single SODIMM, except a single SODIMM formatted memory chip, DDR, you know. I wish I could sound more technical, so I actually do know what I'm talking about.
How many
some days.
How many megahertz?
What?
Megahertz.
I'll megahertz you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You want to sound technical.
To use your own joke.
Megahertz.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a world of megahertz.
Hey, You told us a good joke there, Malice Factor, before. You want to share it with
the
listeners?
Oh, yeah. What's the difference between God and Larry Ellison? God doesn't think he's Larry Ellison. Yes. It's a great joke.
So all you F-Bill listeners can share that at the water cooler tomorrow.
Yeah. F-Oracle.
Oracle released, is releasing a personal free edition of 10G, Express. Yeah,
what's the catch? Besides the fact you
sold your cell to the devil?
So
he could buy another fucking fighter plane? And bomb the Japanese village that is his home? Oh, man. Do you know what we're talking about, Big City?
Huh?
You're up next, man. You're on deck.
No, I wasn't really paying attention. I was trying to find a sound effect, and I had a good idea about something, and never mind.
Word.
Yeah, so, no.
Mint.
You guys want to know what's new with me?
Yeah, what's going on?
I played World of Warcraft again after 26 days of not playing.
26 days?
Yeah.
So what did it feel like booting it up again?
My computer crashed. My graphics card's got too much shit in it, there's something running in the background because apparently I've been downloading too much porn. And
yeah, that can happen.
Is it a rootkit from a Sony CD?
Yeah.
No.
We'll get to that later.
Right.
You should be running SpyBot or something that.
Yeah, I know.
On your box. Yeah, especially if you're downloading porn. Dude,
he's the guy that's even got a BIOS password, so.
Don't worry, I just
he's got. What are you running? Zone Alarm and all that shit, too?
Yeah,
right?
Zone Alarm and some other program.
Dude, you open up a web browser, you open up Firefox, you gotta, put in a password and accept it to, do anything.
Just
to, click on the start menu. It's you gotta. Click OK to
these hackers,
access the
man,
start menu.
They find ways through that. You know, they know the ports. They're like, I'm going to go to fucking, port whatever. TCP IP. I'm going to go there. Fuck that. And they're like, TK421, why don't you hit your fucking port? And fucking Zone Alarm's right there blocking, but it doesn't matter. You're caught in the tractor beam. You're fucking in.
Yeah, dude, I always say it. They're never the fucking droids I'm looking for.
Yeah, they're never the fucking droids you're looking for.
You go I
about
hate
your,
that.
And you go about your business, and you're like, fuck, I just fucked it all up. You lose, and then the hackers come in, and they're like Trojan horses, and I'm not wearing any cyber protection, so we got all these Trojans running around, and no protection, I get fucked, and I get
with that being a world contraceptive.
Yeah, no contraceptives on my keyboard, and, before you know it, I got, STDs in my machine.
Now, the funny thing is, Big City, how old are you? About mid-20s, right? You're in your mid-20s, he comes in to do the show tonight and asks Malice Factor and myself what an oral contraceptive
is. I wasn't thinking birth control counted as oral contraceptive. I was thinking a gas mask sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like blowjob. So I was the way they were talking about it, it was sounded like some sort of crazy ass.
Hey, what'd you hear?
It's a welding mask.
This is on the radio. They were talking about it on the radio.
Well, the FCC should get after him because it's inappropriate to say such things on Sundays at 5 o'clock.
No, not today. This happened 2 weeks ago. This is what's new with me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, cool. You were working on the blacksmithing shop, huh?
Yeah, I'm getting closer.
Getting closer, huh?
Yeah, when are we going to have shields and stuff from you?
Maybe a year or two. Just looking at things. It's going to take a while.
How are you planning on, what are you going to use to, make a fire and heat up the,
forge?
Yeah, all right, so, sorry, I couldn't think of the word. You're the,
oral contraceptives?
You're the oral contraceptive around here.
Yes.
No, you're the medieval Dungeons and Dragons guy out of the group, so.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know a lot about, 10th century technology.
Yeah.
Which is good because not a lot of people know about that
stuff. Thanks, guys. That's nice. Nobody ever really says that or appreciates that fact about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we went to counseling.
Hey, man, if I ever need a trebuchet built, you're the dude I'm coming to.
Thanks, man.
So, counseling's done as well. Anyway, so this forge, how are you planning on getting it hot enough in your little blacksmith shop to actually melt?
Propane.
Really?
They definitely didn't have that in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta abandon some shit.
Yeah.
To build a forge, it's gonna take a lot of... I need a welder, and I don't have a welder, so I was just gonna get a propane forge. Or you could buy, a propane forge. just runs off of propane that you buy from the store.
You're and that be, like, gets doing this
it's
outside
just
or
propane.
1,800 degrees in 4 minutes.
Really?
Yep.
How That's much propane hot. Does it use?
You get like a couple hours out of a regular propane tank.
Like off a grill?
Yeah, like a grill. Yeah, that's what you're buying, a grill propane tank.
And that gets to be 1,800 degrees?
You just say, yeah, it's all the burner. That's the key, the pressure regulator and the burner.
Really?
Yeah, if you got you could get a grill going to like 1,000 degrees if you just had a different setup on the damn thing. Yeah. Probably, you know, melt half the components in the grill.
Well, you probably don't want to cook a cheeseburger at a...
Yeah,
1,000 degrees.
You put it down, you take it off.
Yeah,
that's like anti-Nosferatu burger, right? What? Like 1,000 degrees. That thing's not going to have any blood in it at all.
Nah.
No, that's well done.
Yeah, that's definitely well done.
Like you put a hot dog down, close lid, open it, it bursts. Just like that.
Yeah. Big burst.
Big burst.
Speaking of bursts, we got an email from Joe Somebody.
Is that the real name?
That's what he signed it as. It was from an anonymous email. He sent us a couple of emails with a couple of different links. Yeah, he sent us a couple of different links regarding RFID news stories and stuff. A couple of them we talked about a long time ago, I think. There's one, it's a newer one that... There's a story about $20 bills, current U.S. $20 bills having RFID tags in them. So when they put them in the microwave, in certain kinds of microwaves, they exploded. So
sweet.
So I was looking at this. The site is one of those, you know, sites that's like the government is after us and all that kind of stuff. The same stuff, you know, I believe, but it's really too far into it, almost to the point where I'm skeptical of some of the stuff that was on there, including this story.
Yeah, dude, like, who the fuck would put $20 bills in microwaves, man?
Well, they're saying that it's not every $20 bill, and it doesn't work in every microwave. So you pretty much have to just keep trying all these $20 bills and all these microwaves.
I can't bury money like that, man. Keep on buying Microsoft products.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of skeptical of that. I mean, RFID tags, I think you would notice it in a $20 bill. You know, it's not just like the thin strips they put in there and stuff. I mean, it is a chip, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just not really buying into it. Joe Somebody, thanks for listening, dropping us these emails. Appreciate it. That
Joe
site,
Somebody?
Yeah, that's the guy who sent it.
Yeah,
signed it as Joe Somebody. And, it's just this whole thing about $20 bills exploding in microwaves because of RFID tags in them. Just not really buying into it.
They think they can set off, like, store alarms from $20 bills with RFID tags?
No.
Dude, do you ever stick anything metal in a microwave, though? You know what happens, right?
Yeah, it starts arcing.
Yeah, because it's trying to send microwaves through metal, but microwaves can't pass through that metal.
Yeah.
Like through microwave generator. So you start getting, like, reflected waves and shit. Like, microwaves are actually really shielded and shit. You'd be surprised. Like,
yeah, it's, like, not really a good thing to stick your head in there and turn it on.
That's why I've never found one that doesn't work with the door open. That works with the door open.
Yeah, like, it really shouldn't. Like, it's, you know, a pretty damn bad
dangerous
thing. Even standing next to one while it's running, even though they're shielded as they are,
yeah,
you're picking up a lot of shit.
Like,
but then again, using a cell phone is, you know.
Yeah.
You think about the Wi-Fi signal off your laptop zapping through your head right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I could point my infrared television remote and zap you right in the eye. I mean, it doesn't... There's just so much shit floating around.
Dude, you know how close I am to these...
Even. Like the CRT monitor over there. It's
yeah, got the CRT, especially that thing.
Bombarding big city over there. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen like in the next 20 years or so if people live with, you know, old TV technology and microwave technology since it was introduced in the consumer market are going to start having like health effects from that stuff. Or
I mean, just think about the fact that, satellite phone signals, MTV3, off of DirecTV is pumping through your head right now. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's a...
It's, there's got to be health side effects from using cell phones, cordless phones, everything. I'm just sure. All this shit.
There's got to be a better way. That's why I'm leaving eventually.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, where are you going?
I don't know. The desert.
How are you going to carry your anvil with you?
Well, I'm going to have to obviously leave some things behind.
Yeah.
But I'm just going
to
leave one
day. Are you prepared to like not play World of Warcraft anymore?
Easy.
Actually, that's why he's playing in preparation of living in the woods.
I'm trying to take everything out of World of Warcraft creatures. And putting it towards regular life so that way I don't have to play the game anymore. Because I could just be that guy from World of Warcraft. I am World of Warcraft guy living in the world of Earth. World of Earthcraft. That's where I'm going to go with this. So, Joe somebody.
Yeah, thanks.
What a guy.
So thanks for sending us email. We didn't get any voicemails or anything this week, so
yeah.
That's pretty much...
not a lot of stuff going on in the forums.
No, yeah. Just as Metatron flame my ass.
Yeah.
WCF, mate.
Right.
All right, so you want to get into the news stories now?
Yeah, so I get... I've got a subscription to eWeek. Okay, have you seen...
Never even heard of eWeek.
It's you know, it's a pretty...
Looks kind of like flimsy. Looks like something you would get like on an airplane. Or
yeah,
something.
It's a magazine. It's a weekly magazine, hence the name eWeek.
It's not WEAK, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not. No, like, it's not like
because it looks really flimsy from here too.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I saw it. Yeah.
No, it's a thin technology magazine. I get it for free. If there was a joke there, I totally missed it.
It's just funny how we're
talking about... It could be like a triple pun.
It's like that we're funny how we're talking about how like the magazine is just not big in size.
Yeah. You know,
it's like it's a cheap... It's a thin magazine. Yeah, it's not much to that magazine. Yeah, it's weak.
Yeah. Thin. It's thin.
Shitty. You know, not a lot of...
Yeah, it's, you know...
We're just judging the magazine by its weight.
Yeah, we're judging it by its cover. Totally.
Big definitely. Time. Anyway, so there's all these magazines. Like, I get one from Cisco. I get, you know, that if you go on there and you tell them, like, you own companies and you make up company names and, you know, you spend $7 million a year on database software and all this shit, you get stuff for free. Like, Oracle, like we talked to, you know. They sent me a fleece and
joke.
They sent me a fleece and some binoculars because the company I was a network admin for is going to spend $712 billion on Oracle software next year. You know, you just go into these
forums.
That was
a sweet fleece.
Yeah, it is. And the fucking binoculars, they're real deal kick-ass binoculars. Yeah. So I didn't have binoculars before, and I've still never actually used them. But, you know, it's pretty sweet that I got them from Oracle for nothing. So
no better time to start spying on your neighbors, man.
Especially since I'll never, ever buy Oracle in my life. So,
yeah,
you know.
Can't afford Oracle
but
products.
For anybody that – yeah, no shit. But for anybody who wants you know, some free magazines and shit, you can find this stuff online, repositories.
Pretty easily.
Yeah. Anyway, so I get eWeek, which I subscribed to because it was free, and I wish I didn't because now I have to get a magazine that I have to take out of the mailbox and throw it in the trash once a week. So, because it is pretty much a piece of shit magazine.
Yeah, it's pretty thin.
This one... You know, caught my eye because I usually just read the covers to see what kind of bullshit stories they're putting in here.
So you judge it by its cover, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sweet.
Nice.
So last episode, we talked about the Blue Hat Conference,
previously
the second one
on FBIL.
That Microsoft had. So this week's eWeek's cover story has to do with that Blue Hat Conference. And it says, Hats Off is the name of the story. And the caption on the front cover here says, No longer a security laughingstock. Microsoft is making strides in courting hackers at its Blue Hat Confab. So apparently they have this conference where they give out burritos to a couple of hackers to tell them how they break into their shit. And they're no longer a security fucking laughingstock.
Right.
How is Microsoft no longer a security laughingstock? Did I miss something?
Well,
Service
you know,
Pack 1's already coming out for that, Vista.
Dude, Vista's still in beta. There's no service packs for that.
Oh, no, they're already ready for Service Pack 1 for it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
That was a joke, actually. You guys completely missed it.
Oh,
no, sorry,
I didn't
man.
Miss it.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
All right. So. Yeah, I didn't pick up on that, so. It's okay. Don't mind
so
me.
So how
man.
Are they not?
I'm a little
what's
off
the,
tonight.
What's the article say, dude? Did you actually read the article?
No, I don't actually read E-Week because I did once.
You didn't RTFA, man?
No, I didn't read the fucking article.
RTFA.
I don't know. Let me find page 22 out of 24 in this magazine.
Well, while we sit here, I should let you guys know that I have a low battery and that...
You have a low battery over there?
I should change my battery immediately to keep from losing my work. So on that note...
So,
does it really have a low battery, dude? You didn't charge that?
It was on the charger all afternoon. Anyway.
Wow.
So this article starts off by saying... For critics of Microsoft Corporation software, 2003 was a very good year. The appearance of the slammer and blaster worms was evidence, if it was necessary, the thing had gone badly awry in Redmond. So that makes for a good year.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like the worst year security-wise Microsoft has ever had.
Yeah.
The fucking slammer and goddamn blaster worms. You know?
You remember when SQL Slammer came out, dude?
Yeah, because I remember spending 24 hours awake in New York City trying to clear that out of a fucking office building by myself. You know?
Yeah, that's why I bring it up.
So I just brought that up just to say fuck E-Week. All right.
Yeah,
now that that's out of the way, let's get into some interesting shit.
Literally out of the way.
Literally out of the way. Seeing I just threw it across the room at Big City's head.
Now, before you get into it, since we like flaming Finn editorial stuff, let me flame oneup.com.
Yeah.
Mr. White pointed out earlier that they have, like, technical difficulties over there? Or?
No, why? What's going on over there?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys hear the sound?
Yeah, we heard the sound.
No, you were just looking at it strange, like you didn't do what you wanted to.
I was expecting that window.
Oh, okay.
The window should have left, and now it's down.
You just gotta click it off.
Right.
Yeah. The way it works.
And 1UP is running this. 1UP is the website from EGM, Electronic Gaming Monthly Magazine. For those of you who don't know. Thanks.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
I'm pretty biased against EGM and any of like the pulp video game media stuff. It's all really just bullshit, but they have a running article now about 23 comparisons between the Dreamcast and the new upcoming Xbox, where they kind of pull out all these coincidences and stuff like that. But it's just, you know, shoddy journalism like that, man. Like, I could have lived without having ever read that fucking article and not knowing that that thing existed. Like... Why did that make, like, the front page of fucking Slashdot? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and numerous other things.
And numerous other things. Like, when IGN wants to put up the fucking top 50 video games of all time, like they do every fucking 2 weeks, like, why is that fucking front page?
Well, dude,
news?
I have the same problem when Rolling Stone does the top 100 albums of all time. And,
yeah, dude.
Every year.
Yeah, every year, you know.
And then it changes.
After...
It's like, I'm sorry, Shania Twain has not made anything worthwhile. Fucking bunch of noobs.
Yeah, dude, and it's the same thing in the video game world. We have these fucking assholes, like the guys behind 1UP.com and EGM that just, you know, those are magazines that are not made for gamers. If you are a gamer and you get those magazines as a source of news, like, and not to critique the stuff, dude... Fucking hey, you're a noob, man. I'm sorry.
It's mass media like anything else. It's like watching.
But you see, it doesn't even have the quality of mass media. Like you wouldn't see fucking Dan Rather get up and oh yeah, here's the top story of the night. Fucking 5 reasons why Bush number 41 is the same way as Bush number 43, and that's what's gonna be the centerpiece. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not even on that fucking level. You know?
Yeah, but they do a good job the media of making sure like. There's all sorts of propaganda and shit in their news. I hate the news.
Yeah, which has been coming out big time in the past week with the Libby indictment and everything else. But we're not going to get on that rant.
Yeah, let's not get on that
probably
rant.
Probably all made up anyway.
Nah, I'm just glad stuff's starting to show up, you know. But go ahead.
No, that's all I had to say about 1UP. But after, you know, the top 23 reasons why the Xbox 360 is like the Dreamcast 2.0. They have ten reasons why fucking the Xbox will succeed where the Dreamcast failed. Now, let me just point out to everyone out there that EGM is owned by Ziff Davis Media Group. And we all know who one of the biggest ad revenues is contributed by.
Like why PC World says, you know, it's all a joke.
Yeah,
what you're looking at and how everything is biased one way or another. You know. So. Yeah.
Yeah, that just really pissed me off, man.
Dude, I mean, you. You
shoddy
said,
journalism, man.
You said you don't know how they ended up on the front page of Slashdot, but...
Dude, I don't know how a lot Slashdot, of things end up on the front page of Slashdot.
Probably owned by that
Look,
guy.
Slashdot has been my homepage for a very long time now.
Like 10 years.
Not that long.
Yeah, you're like...
Well, like 6 or 7.
Since Al Gore created the internet. Yeah. You've been fucking Slashdot all the time.
You know, and it's... Man, it used to be great, and it's not what it was.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you can slowly see it decline over the years, but I mean, there's still good stuff on there, and it's still going to be my homepage, but there's a lot of shit that makes it on there that just isn't...
Yeah, dude, like, I understand that, you know, Commander Kako is the man there and everything, but who cares if Blizzard said he had to change his fucking name to World of Warcraft, you know? Like, who cares, Commander Kako?
Dude, I'd rather see that than 50 other stories that have been posted up there since that. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I had to
Whatever.
Say. That was my piece.
All right, so
that's
let's get on to...
with Malice Factor.
Let's get on to some government conspiracy stuff, which we do love over here. At least I do.
I've got a government job to abuse and... Only wife to fuck.
That's such a weird clip.
If we all could be so lucky. A government job to abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we are.
That was awkward.
Yeah, that was strange.
That was very
That was very strange.
So, anyway, NSA article raises questions about Vietnam War. So apparently some dude sitting around at the NSA who's like an NSA historian figures out that some of the shit that went down that led to the start of the Vietnam War was fucked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, surprise, surprise.
Okay. Now, what the hell was that called?
NSA?
The Bay of Tonka or whatever?
Tonka is like, you know, makes
the trucks.
Construction trucks.
Yeah. Yeah. They are pretty sweet. Anyway, yeah, the Gulf of Tonkin. My brain is fried tonight. I got like fucking headache right now and shit.
Dude, it's from trying to fucking configure that domain controller over there.
I know, man.
You're all fucked up, dude. Okay.
So, yeah. So the Gulf of Tonkin incident that, some of the stuff that happened, there was mistakes in the translations that occurred. And then the NSA guys supposedly covered it up. The heads of the NSA, the president, and all this shit supposedly didn't know about it. But the mistakes are covered up, and that ultimately led to the Vietnam War. So apparently there is this article that was released in Cryptologic Quarterly, which is an internally published NSA magazine.
Like the e-week of the NSA.
Yeah. And it's been under, wraps since 2001 where the historian wrote the article. But I just thought it was kind of interesting to point this out to everybody. You know, just some of the shit the government pulls, you know. So, and how it relates to, like, what's going down right now. With Bush and Libby and everything else, and hopefully Carl.
Well, it's
Roll
not like anybody
fucked.
Thought there was like weapons of mass destruction in Vietnam, 1964. Man, back then information wasn't so readily available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So I mean, that Gulf of Tonkin stuff was complete bullshit. You know.
All right. So next up.
Next up.
Next up. Sony Music CDs load rootkit.
Sweet.
Fucking great. All right, so what are...
Good thing there are no artists on Sony Music Label.
So what this is a rootkit, for those of you who don't know, is a software that's installed onto your computer without your knowledge to create a backdoor so that some malicious activities can occur and fucking Malice Factor can own your ass. So the Sony CDs apparently install a rootkit, they're calling it a rootkit, onto your computer after you click an agreement to install a music player to play the CD on your computer. The rootkit exists to check and see, once you put a CD in, if it is in fact a Sony CD, and then does not let you do anything with that CD except play through the Sony player that was installed.
Those bastards.
Yeah, to protect the digital rights of that fucking CD. Wow.
It's a lot of protection.
Yeah, so, it's definitely a lot of protection.
I'd like to just give a big fuck you to Sony for this one.
Yeah.
It's definitely wrong to backdoor.
What the fuck am I talking about? Oh, damn it. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to flame you. I meant to flame Sony.
So it's definitely a backdoor that they put in without your knowledge. Software that shouldn't be fucking installed. And they're doing it so that you can only do what
those
they
Chinese
want.
Those sons of a bitches are going down.
Yeah, that's better for Sony.
So they're doing it so
that
you can only do what they want with the CD that you purchased and own and have rights to. They're worried about protecting their rights while they're fucking your rights. Because if I want to copy that thing a million fucking times, I can. Because if I want to rip the files, rip the songs off of there into MP3 files, I can't. If I want to put it onto every single music player I have, every single computer in my house, okay? If I want to put copies
on the domain controller,
I can. And they're not allowing that. And that's bullshit. So
now, does it say in the agreement there if it notifies the user that this program is being installed?
Yeah, it's just got to say it in there for be safe and legal.
It says that a license agreement is displayed, and then it will seem to install a song player software. So I haven't...
yeah, we haven't like used Sony products in a long time.
Yeah, I try not to generally anyway, because I just don't like Sony.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff they make. I mean, granted, they're the kings of TVs, but...
Yeah, the TVs are kind of nice. Their game systems are kind of decent.
Yeah, but other than that...
Their laptops can take a lot of punishment.
If by...
I can vouch for that, personally. Yeah.
If you mean the game system is decent, you know, by that you mean, like, burns out after so many X hours of use, that's really, really too soon.
I wasn't talking about, you know...
Then...
Like,
you know,
the hardware quality, man. I was talking about the software.
Right, okay, okay. Just wanted
to... No, dude, I'm on, like, going to be on my third PS2 in a couple more months. No, those things die out pretty quickly. And
Ever since I installed that different cover to play burn discs, my PS2 has not been working well.
Yes,
we're it makes this weird clonking noise.
Hey, everyone has a right to play backups of the games that they own.
Because the games I do own, I go and put into a safety deposit box in case my house blows up.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Which is why Sony putting fucking back doors on your fucking computer to see if what you're doing with their discs is fucking wrong.
Yeah, you know, they're invading...
Motherfucker!
Exactly.
They're invading your privacy by installing this program. And who knows, like... what else they're monitoring besides that?
Yeah.
And what about reporting back on your uses to Sony? Doesn't Blizzard do that in World of Warcraft?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see statistics?
That? Yeah. Did you see that Big City? World of Warcraft was running something that reports all kinds of shit back.
Yeah,
to
the Warden
Blizzard.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
No.
I forget exactly what it was, but I saw some dudes talking about it.
Yeah.
I would play for 26 days.
probably a ton of shit's been happening in that game.
Yeah, ever since you dropped, like, that fucking exploit, started killing people in mass.
Yeah, I couldn't go back.
You had to lay low for a while.
Right.
I mean, you know, Blizzard does that, but that's okay because you do allow them to report stuff back. Like, it's kind of shady that...
It was something shady that was
like,
going
I read it, and I thought it was shady, but I didn't think it was, like, outright
invasion
wrong,
privacy.
Like, this fucking Sony shit is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real limiting, that Sony shit, and what you do, whereas opposed to World of War... If they're, like, just taking statistics of what I'm running in the background...
Yeah.
Then, hey, I don't really give a shit. You know, I'm watching pornos as I play World of Warcraft. They can make their own assumptions about it, but... Sony not even letting me watch a porno because I don't have the proper, you know,
DRM. It's not,
yeah, it's not a Sony porno. Then fuck them.
Yeah, nah, it's the Sony shit is so wrong, and it's just because these record companies and RIA think that all this music piracy has led to insane losses of sales. Wow.
Maybe they ought to look at the shitty quality of the artists that have been out for like the last,
Or look at all the independent studies that have been released that show the contrary to what they claim is going on. So, I mean, the fact of the matter is like music these days as a whole is kind of shitty.
Yeah, Hillary Duff and, you know.
Yeah, so, she sucks.
And all those other people, Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, they all need oral contraceptives because they suck so bad.
Anyway, so if you've installed the Sony shit, apparently if F-Secure has
F-Secure,
yeah, it's a European.
Oh, it's not like a knockoff of F-Bill, like
no.
I thought it was like
one
of our affiliates. F-Secure.
No, F-Secure. It's a company that like makes software and different security related shit. You can look them up online. Apparently, they have software that will detect if you have this or not. Their software will remove it, although they don't recommend it because it'll fucking, you know, tank your drive letters or do something. But apparently, if you contact Sony, they will inform you of how to remove their rootkit. So,
wow, that's noble of them.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah, F-Sony.
F-Sony. That's what the name of the show should be, F-Sony. We should make a separate Segway show, like an affiliated show called fsony.com.
Dude, I don't have enough
F-Sony radio
to say about Sony to say F-Sony.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, it was just, maybe we could do like a spin-off show then. I don't know. Like just one show we call F-Sony.
We could open up like a forum topic.
Yeah, I don't have that much to say other than F-Sony. They did make the Phenom EverQuest, so fuck them. I want my refund for life back. Well, anyway, guys.
What's the next item?
Apparently, the State Department has realized some of the flaws with having RFID passports.
Ah, yes.
So they decided to put tin hats on them. Basically, line the casing of the outside of the passports with like aluminum foil, tin. So that when the passport is closed, the
RFID chip... Does that mean I can't put my passport into a microwave?
Maybe we should try that.
I just had breaking news.
Yes.
You just said aluminum foil, and they're wrapping them in tin. But then there's tin foil. So is aluminum foil, tin foil's tin foil.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, but which one... So when you buy, like, Reynolds Wrap in the... Or not Reynolds Wrap. I mean, but is it aluminum or is it tin? You gotta look now. I'm going to check this out next time I go to the grocery store, man.
I don't think there's ever actually been tin foil, like made of tin.
There might have been. Just like cinder blocks aren't really cinder anymore, but they used to be made out of cinder ash. You know what I mean? But you still call them cinder blocks.
No, I don't know what you mean, because I didn't know there was actually... What the hell is cinder ash?
It's... I don't even want to get started in the whole damn thing. Just
kidding. Yeah, we've been really like... Ever since that therapy group, man.
Yeah, we're real happy, though, with each other.
Yeah, we are very prosaic.
I mean, I feel very positive about this whole experience.
Excellent. Apparently there's, you know, I don't see it here. Maybe it didn't come out of the printer, but there's two countries that now have RFID passports.
Sweden and Norway,
that's
I
right.
believe.
That's right. They're actually using them now. You know.
Well, you know, former Viking nations You know, they have such a free spirit, and you wouldn't want to fuck with that. And if they might have RFID tags in their fucking passports, you know.
Well, you know why they're doing it, right?
Isn't that the international standard that they're trying to comply with?
Because the U.S. is doing it.
Yeah, I just said that. The international standard that they have to comply with.
This is true.
That's real nationalistic.
Way well, it's true, man.
Yeah, we want me to say, man. Only speak the facts.
The U.S. said this is what we want, and no one's going to come in from any other country because we don't care how you make your fucking passports. You're going to put RFID tags in them or you're not going to come in.
Dude, people from Norway and Sweden are pretty nice people as opposed to, like...
Yeah, they really got all that negative energy out of them after they burnt down Western Europe for a couple hundred years.
Yeah,
they've been taking it back since then. They haven't really gone and kicked anybody's ass. Well, Gustavus Adolphus went and kicked everybody's ass in Germany for a couple of years, and he died unexpectedly. But since then, they haven't really
run. At the age of 18 or something?
No, I think he was like 32 or something like that.
Long life.
Dude, when you're in war constantly, that is pretty long. But I mean, since then, like Norway, they haven't really bothered anybody, man. I mean, you know, Finland, they beat the shit out of the Soviets for a while in the early 40s.
Yeah.
You know that.
What was that?
Monty Python.
Couldn't hear it.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have to remake those things and jack them up.
My Monty Python ones are real quiet.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
What's the next news item there?
Finland? Are they on the list?
Finland is a news item.
Yes, they're fucked up.
Bill would permit DNA collection from all those arrested. This comes from the Washington Post.
USDA selected.
From September 24th. I brought it up now. I mean, granted, it's, you know, a little over a month old or whatever, but...
Sorry to all you listeners who have committed crimes. Yeah. That month period.
I just thought this was interesting, and I mean, do you think it's fair that
no,
the feds would collect DNA? I mean, they get your fingerprints and all that stuff, but
be collecting DNA for? Well, what's the purpose? Like creating like a genetic database,
cloning.
You know, they want to do that. I mean, now that we can. You know, science is, I mean, you've watched CSI, man. You can see what they do. Yeah.
Please don't ever say that again.
Oh, Jesus. Good God. CSI reference on F-Bill.
Yeah, we're so mainstream.
Yeah,
seriously. Power to the people.
I think that'll pave the road to eugenics eventually, man.
What?
F-Whitey.
Yeah, eugenics.
Yeah.
You know, weed out the weak elements.
Yeah, pretty much.
For the population. Eventually. Probably by like 2050.
2050?
Yeah.
You want to bet
a quarter on that?
50 cents.
All right, man. It's a deal. Give me the rack.
All right, here you go. Of course, so, you'll probably be long dead by the time that happens.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys, it's just amazing, like, how much stuff the federal government is going to be collecting within the next 10 years, information-wise, between trying to grab DNA, RFID passports, the feds wiretapping VoIP lines like crazy.
Dude, that's why I'm leaving this place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm jumping ship. That's what I was saying before. Fuck this place.
When you leave, what do you...
FUSA. That's what I'm going to call it. FUSA. Fuck USA.
FUSA.
FUSA.
Oh man!
Because I just want to—I'm gonna jump ship and go live in like Australia's deserts. That's where all the criminals
Australia's
go.
Australia's both.
Oh, is it really?
Dude, all the fucking criminals are down in Australia. What are you talking about? Steve Irwin, shit. He's a fucking
dude. He held like his kid like over a crocodile, a human sacrifice style.
And
you guys
everybody
see that when that happened a couple years back?
Yeah, but everybody thought that was normal. Yet Michael Jackson hangs a baby out the window, and everybody's like, "Oh my god." What a psycho.
Yeah, well, he is psychotic, and it's just because Steve Irwin talks funny that everyone lets him get away with it.
Yeah,
stuff.
They're like, oh, look at that guy.
It's like a clown. You know what I mean? You know, clowns can do whatever they want. You know what I mean? Nobody stops them. You know what I mean?
Well, we brought a lot of levity to this depressing.
Yeah, like if you saw a clown, like if you saw a clown driving a clown car running over another clown, you probably wouldn't think he's trying to kill him, but he could be. You know? And everyone would just point and laugh, and that would be the end of it. But he could actually be trying to kill him, and you wouldn't even know.
Right.
Yeah.
In your twisted reality, maybe. I've never seen a clown in a clown car in public. Well, within like the safe confines of like a circus or something like
that.
No,
man. I hate clowns.
Excellent.
Yeah, dude, so...
Like, I'm serious, I hate clowns.
I know you hate clowns, man. I hate clowns, dude. Ever since you read It when you were in the fourth
grade... I've never read It, dude, and I fucking hate clowns.
Why do you hate clowns?
Because of their second coming of Satan.
Oh, Jesus.
Satan's minions, man.
God, not again.
Dude, clowns are not fucking funny. They're fucked up.
Funny how? Like a cow?
Like, they're just not funny.
Oh.
Why did you say cow right there?
Well, funny like a cow.
What?
Funny like a cow.
What?
Huh?
I don't get that.
Cows are pretty funny. Look at a cow one day. They're pretty funny looking.
They got okay.
You know, funny how. Funny
so is this cow. The is this the Untech episode? Is
that no, you guys were going back to the tech. Take it back to the tech people.
Take it back to the tech people?
Yeah, word.
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about this week?
I flamed one up. I feel pretty good about that, I have to admit.
Yeah, I flamed E-Week. I feel good about
we
that.
We flamed the USA.
Yeah, I got my jabs in at the government.
Yeah. Mr. White, you love doing that.
Things like that.
So what do you plan on living in the desert? What are you going to be taking with you?
You can go to Burning Man.
I'm going to be a nomad. Whatever I have with me, I'm going to carry with me.
Is that like a festival where they just smoke pot? Is that what that is?
Nomads?
They have like crazy orgies and
that
other kind of stuff.
Where is that?
Somewhere in the fucking desert. That's this dude.
No, but Burning Man's in the United States, so they're still abiding by... They're not killing people and stuff. They're still abiding by the rules. You know
no,
what
it's
mean?
it's just so they smoke pot, right?
No, they have a giant effigy of a burning man.
Yeah,
and everybody dresses like transsexuals and demons and shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it's totally fucked up, dude.
Yeah, you should check it out.
I always thought they were just smoking pot or something.
Well, that goes on a lot, I imagine, but there's like...
I thought that was the goal of it.
Crazy orgies and...
You're snorting coke lines off the back of some guy you're having sex with in front of you while the burning man is heckling.
It's like catharsis, man, you know?
Are you serious?
Complete, like, cathartic,
you know, release. Dude, go to burningman.orgy.
Yeah.
Dude, that's out of hand, man.
Yeah, it is out of hand.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to Burning Man.
Although people call us fucking noobs because we're like, oh, man. These Burning Man guys are like elitist pricks now, right? They're like, oh, well, you never went to Burning Man and got fucked in the ass while you were smoking a doobie, so you fucking had no right to even be talking about Burning Man.
We
so
probably don't, but they're also sitting there listening to the show in women's underwear, and that's something I can really see doing right now, and I feel good about that.
Putting lipstick on, crossing names off the hit list.
Right. Right, I'm not doing that right now.
Think about
so I
how
feel
they got picked
good.
On in eighth grade,
or something like that. You know,
dude, that is crazy.
Yeah, I hear that next year, like Starbucks is gonna open up like a booth there.
At Burning Man?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Starbucks is everywhere.
Well, dude, they got a lot of freaks working in Starbucks.
Yeah,
too.
That's exactly what I mean. Borders, there'll be a Borders Express there.
Yeah, good call. Borders. Dude, what is it with Borders? Why do they always have...
You have to dye your hair a weird color and get tattoos all over yourself to get to
dude,
work.
Dude, you know, I fucking hate it when I walk into any goddamn aisle at Borders and some fucking noob will come up to me and be like, hey, can I help you, sir? It's like, I fucking highly doubt it. Fuck out of here.
I highly doubt it.
Can I help you, sir?
Who the fuck,
no,
dude.
I highly doubt it, man.
Yeah, dude, what? You don't do that when you're at Borders?
No,
dude, you know what I
me.
Hate? Is standing in the computer section and some guy comes up and starts talking to me about computers.
Oh, dude, that's the worst.
And then it gets even worse when they try telling me, I've got an online business. I'm like, yeah, man, good for you. So does everybody else. What's fucking selling shit on eBay? He's like, no, it's this whole thing, you know, if you want to get involved, you know, he's like, you want to own your own business.
It's like, fucking yeah, pyramid why don't you, scheme bullshit. You know, fucking take that Sam's Teach Yourself XHTML in 24 Hours book into the fucking
Well,
corner.
No, it's all like a pyramid scheme thing, and, you know, it's just,
you know, just bad shit goes on at fucking borders, man.
You know,
I sometimes go for the bands.
Dude.
I was just joking about that. anyway.
But I'm serious. I always got these fucking pimply-faced kids with fucking blue hair and fucking, you know, like shadowing me as I'm going through the fucking history section. Excuse me, who's got a piece of paper at home saying that they have a fucking degree in this shit? You can't help me. Can't help me find this shit. Be like someone coming up to you, Mr. White. I'd be like, oh, can I help you, sir? What are you trying to find? You looking at, like, these PC books over here? You trying to learn language,
you know? You know what drives me nuts is I'll go and look for something, and then I can't find it. So then I'll go look it up on the computer.
Title Sleuth?
Right? Title Sleuth. Yeah, that's it. The Borders homepage. Title Sleuth, yeah. So I go and look it up. It says it's in this section, this section, this section. So I'm like, all right, you know, that's where I was just looking, but I'll go back because obviously I'm wrong and missed it or whatever. So I'll go back and look again. It's not fucking there. So I'll give up after like 3 hours of wasted time because I'm too fucking stubborn to go ask for help. Go up to the desk, ask for help. The guy looks it up, goes over his section, looks all through it, and says, you know what? It's not here.
I can put on order.
Yeah. No, it's in store. He's like, oh, let me check over here. Goes, looks in this random spot, and he's like, oh, yeah, there's fucking 50 of them right there.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm looking for Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and why is it under Women's Psychotic Studies? Why the fuck do you even know it's over there? Because your ass fucking stocked it in the wrong fucking section, you asshole.
Yeah, dude. You know what's even worse? I'm fucking browsing through anything at Best Buy, man. Even worse.
Dude, yeah. You know, and the thing that sucks about Borders is, as much as it drives me nuts, Barnes & Noble is worse.
Oh, Jesus.
The last time I went to Barnes & Noble, 4 years ago.
If you died and went to hell, okay, you would wake up and it would be like Barnes & Noble's. You'd be like, oh, dude, this is hell? This ain't too bad. And then you look up at the fucking sign, it's like BN.com. You're like, fuck.
Dude, I order from BarnesandNoble.com.
Dude, I don't go to
Barnes & Noble.
Dude, the brick-and-mortar stores are hellacious. That's what I'm saying. Like, the internet connection would be down to hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There is no internet.
Like, the BN.com site would just time out every time you try fucking surfing to it while you're stuck in a fucking store.
Yeah. Dude, everyone that works there is, like, stoned off of, like, Percocets or something. Because they're all sedated. The world is happy. They're sedated. No one has ever done anything wrong. They probably all go to Burning Man every fucking year. I mean, you know.
And, you know, the problem is you can't get help there. Like, I'll go into the fucking BN, and I'll, like, oh, wow, this is the section I'm looking at. It's only, like, 2 bookcases fucking wide, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I know you guys don't have anything here. Yeah. Or some fucking asshole just had it at the calf. It's got like fucking coffee stains and fucking. Yeah,
you got some latte foam on page 112.
You know,
the only good thing about them is you can go in there and get a book like War and Peace for like $2.
Yeah,
hardcover.
Yeah, that is pretty decent.
Yeah, the factory rejects.
I haven't been in there for like
three or four years
because the last time I walked in there on like a Saturday afternoon, there's all these people that are like looking like. You know, they went to Gothic church and, you know, all black guys wearing eyeliner and fucking all kinds of weird shit. And they're like reading their poetry, acting it out like right there in the middle of the
Dungeon Dragon session.
As I stuck my dagger into the goblin's throat, I realized
it was unbelievable. And yeah. I just walked in there, and my jaw hit the floor. And I stood there for like 10 minutes. And then I'm like, this is fucking absurd. And turned around and walked out and didn't even go. Because I was trying, man. Like, trying to get away from Borders and going to that. You know?
Yeah, you know, just.
Fuck it. I went back to Borders, man.
And, man, a lot of their computer bugs and shit are always outdated. Like, horribly.
Yeah, no. You know, Barnes & Noble computer section sucks, but...
Yeah, dude.
Barnes & Noble used to have a sweet-ass D&D section.
Yeah, and that was gone.
Yeah, now it's gone.
Well, so is Dungeons & Dragons, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty...
Nobody plays that anymore, do they?
No, dude, since Wizards took it over.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
WotC. Fuck them.
Yeah. Wizards of the Coast.
WotC.
They ruined Magic. They ruined everything.
Yeah, they did.
They made it, and they took it down.
Yeah, fucking assholes.
So...
You know,
F. WotC.
It's a new show.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
F. Borders.
Dude, no, they was...
Nah, they now we're going nuts.
They had a good run while they lasted, but they fucked up, and now all the good things from the days of yore are all gone.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
We just got computer games.
Well,
computer games
it's about cool. The hour mark now, so you might get the shout-outs going.
Well, there is a lot of cool computer shit going down these days, so...
No, but, like...
Man, there is, man. It's a good time to be into tech shit.
I don't know. I liked having counters and cards in front of me instead of computers.
No, you
know,
I was just saying, like,
I do too, but
I was trying to get into, like, shout-out phase, and you're like...
Yeah, no, I don't have any shout-outs this week.
You know? You got shout-outs? You got something to say about shout-outing out?
No.
Oh, you seem just kind of eager to shout out.
No.
Oh. Well. Here we are.
Yeah. Be hip, be cool.
Well,
that was awkward.
I'll give a shout out to somebody, to a dude named Droops that does Infonomicon radio show, infonomicon.org. He started something called Twat Radio, which is Today with a Tech, TWATech.org. It's a daily...
Nice Bieber.
It's a daily, very tech-oriented radio show. It's 5-10 minute segments on very technical shit. It's fucking cool. It's a great idea. It's hosted by a bunch of different people that do some real cool shit in the internet radio hacker tech community deal. So check that out, because I'm very excited something like that exists and is around. And
yeah, whatnot. They've been around since BloggerCon, since first podcast.
Dude, BloggerCon. That's when I switched over to Slashdot around BloggerCon. That's when I became a listener. Not when you...
Dude, I can't believe there's something called Blogger. Can we stop bringing that up? Because that's just like a bad...
No.
I get a bad feeling when I hear that.
Yeah, I get a bad feeling as well. Let's not talk about that anymore. Sorry, anyway. That's another my bad. You know what? I'll give another shout out to Offbeat News there, because I almost forgot they're coming up on their 25th episode, so apparently they're going to do something of special magnificence.
You think we're ever going to get an invite on that show?
No. But I heard they're going to do something crazy, like maybe they'll kill a hooker on the
snuff
on
video.
The air.
Oh, man.
I didn't say a snuff video. I said they'll kill
those guys are out of hand. But that's For the Record.ws?
Yeah, For the Record.ws.
Where the hell is WS? Like, what?
Western Samoa.
Is it?
Yeah, or something like that. They told me about it one time. But,
hey, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It's offensive.
Very offensive.
Dudes ripping out their own pubes on the air, so.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Episode 25.
So I guess that's it for this week.
Wait, Big City doesn't have any shout-outs?
No, I don't. He was right to just continue right over me.
So. So for all you picking us up off of iTunes and all that shit, we do have a website, which is fbillradio.com. You can email us, radio@fbillradio.com. We all have personal email addresses if you want to just send it to somebody specifically. Voicemail, Skype account, all kinds of good shit.
Dude,
forums.
Skype sucks cock.
Skype sucks cock, yada yada.
We have a mailing address, P.O. boxes.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Walk,
those
run.
Cost money.
And
safety deposits.
Yeah. All this stuff, past episodes, everything.
Send your credit cards.
Forums.
And
yeah.
Signatures.
Send us your credit cards.
We want correspondence.
All
flame
available.
Flame us along with Metatron.
Metatron.
In the forums, yeah.
Deceptive Geek Army.
But
leader.
No, seriously, drop us an email. Even if it just says, what's up, I listened to your show and it sucks, just so we know people are hearing our voices. And
send us an email.
Yeah, before we disappear in night and fog. Style.
Give your class and level.
Give your class and level. Yeah. Yeah, but thanks to everyone who's been listening so far. And
all right, so that's episode 11.
So, Malice Factor.
Mr.
Big
White.
City.
Hang on, I got to find the song, dude.
Later.
Wait, damn it.
You can't just say later yet.
Dude, we've been like prepping this for 12 minutes here.
Well, I forgot that I
seriously.
Was the guy getting the songs. All right, I'm ready now.
All right, later.
All right, later.
The end.
It's not the east or the west.
Slice off my